Joining us now at Reno's Morning News, it is Sandy Tenbor with an organization called Operation Underground Railroad. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
I am well, and thank you for joining us this morning. First of all, explain what Operation Underground Railroad is.
Operation Underground Railroad is a nonprofit group of retired or no longer in the military, special ops guys, Department of Homeland Security, and CIA operatives who have dedicated their lives to going in and rescuing abducted children who have been abducted from their families for the sole purpose of sex trafficking. And these children are anywhere from the ages of about 6 to obviously 18. And this is what these men do, men and women.
Now, I understand that the I-80 corridor in our area here is a big pipeline for this kind of thing.
It's a huge pipeline. In addition to that, our Vegas Strip is actually one of the top areas for abduction. So we're right in the middle of this, and people don't want to talk about it, and it's uncomfortable discussion. But the reality is, our kids are at risk.
I was hearing a terrible story that you were talking about a 10-year-old child who was being put out on the street, and pregnant and being sent out. Is that correct?
Yes. One of our last rescues, one of the children, in fact, if you go on to YouTube and look up Operation Underground Railroad, there's several videos. One of the videos is of the bust, the sting they did. And one of the children was 10 years old, and she was 6 months pregnant, and they were still trafficking her. It's absolutely vile.
And Sandy, we've got a big benefit coming up a week from tomorrow, correct?
We do. On March 8th at the Silver Legacy at 6 o'clock, we're having the Let Our Light Shine gala. And Tim Ballard, who is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad, will be there as our guest speaker. But also, there's going to be a gentleman there who's going to tell his story. And it's his daughter was taken off the Las Vegas Strip. She was abducted. A van rolled up, door open. They grabbed her, and she was gone and was abducted. And fortunately, we got her back 5 years later, never to be the same. But he's going to tell his story. So it's going to be a really interesting night. There's going to be a live auction, a silent auction, a raffle. One of the raffles is going to be for a silver fox coat. So we're looking forward to a night of information and just the ability to help get these kids back home.
All right. How does one get more information about tickets and buying tickets for the event?
Well, there is a website. It's OUR Rescue. OUR Reno. The OUR Rescue is the main website you can go to look up information about the rescues. But OURReno.org. You can go online there and purchase tickets. The tables, they're $100 a person, or you can sponsor a table of 10. If we've got people who are buying a table and buying two tables, filling one and sponsoring one back to us so we can bring other people within the community in and so we can get this word out.
All right. I understand you're going to have probably about at least 600 people in attendance.
Yeah, our goal was to have 900. We wanted to make this OUR's first $1 million event. We're working diligently on that, and the community can help us. And here's the thing, Ross. Everybody says it's not mine, but the reality is of the 2 million children that have been abducted and are being subjected to sex slavery, 253,000 of those are here in the United States. So it's not an issue that we can turn our backs on. These are our kids. And I ask people every day, what would you pay if it was your child? What would you pay to get your child back? And then you stop and think, what wouldn't you pay?
Exactly.
And so when you look at that, $100 really isn't much, but we would, any donations, if you can't come, feel free to give us a donation. And all that money goes to bringing these children home.
All right, online at OURReno.org, the Operation Underground Railroad. And Sandy, thanks so much for your efforts in putting this all together and everything you do for the community in other areas as well.